Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to pick up with one more line of Gemara that we didn't do on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, and one of the Chevra, I don't remember who it was, but said a very nice pshat connected to what we had, just a simple point, but very much connected to what we had discussed within Shitas Rashi, and we're going to continue on with Shitas Rashi and compare it to Shitas Tosas that we made reference to. That'll be the first part. We will try to get into the lumdus of what is the Machlokas, Rashi, and Tosos. And then we will see, that through the perspective of Sugya Sanhedrin that Tosos quotes. And then Bezras Hashem also see that Reb Chaim connected this to a Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. So that's our goal in Mirtzah Hashem for today. So the Gemara just follows up, and the Gemara says, why did they tear up the get in our Mishnah? Kara Lamali, why did they tear it up? Because we said once the get was torn up, so then in such a case, according to Rashi, let's go with Rashi's pshat, once the get is torn up, so then you can't have proof that the woman was pointed the shliach. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, b'shas ha'gzeira shanu. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav says, our Mishnah was at the time, Rashi changes the lashon. Gzeres hamalchus hava. It was shas gzeres hamalchus hava. There was gazru ala mitzvos. So since they were gazru ala mitzvos, so then in such a case, then they tore it up. So one of the chevra beautifully said that according to the this point of the Gemara might be relevant to our previous discussion. We had seen that according to Rashi, the fact that it's torn up, Rashi had learned as follows, Tenach Amra Kiba Lomali. The way Rashi had learned was, I understand that by Amra you're going to need Eidim, but Kibel you don't. It's in front of us, and it's of course we should believe that that there was a Kabbalah from the Shlish. So the question that the Chevra was bothered by, but the Gemara had already said that it was torn up. So does it really, really work for it to be torn up, like Tosas had argued? Tosas had said that it was found ba'ashpa. So how is it going to work? So it could very well be that Rashi is going to respond to Tosas and going to say that the Gemara says that we're talking about a case of b'shas k'zeres malchus and they tore up all the gittin. You're right. In a case of where they didn't tear up all the gittin, so if you find something in the ashpa torn off, then it wouldn't work for neither Amira nor for Kabbalah. But Rashi says over here, it works for Kabbalah. We discussed why it won't work for Amira last time, but it will work for Kabbalah, Rashi will say, because now it's B'shas HaGzeira, so it's common to have a get that's torn up. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosas that we already worked on last time? But that was a very nice Hosafa that someone said after Shir. Okay. Now, we had seen in Rashi that Rashi does something interesting. What Rashi does is that Rashi says that there is a migu that is allowing the shlish to be neman, and that's the pshat that he's neman. As Rashi had said, dibra masl mikonafik the migu di abba avid be madik amar neman amar alamiraso, that he's going to be believed with a migu. There, I made a diuk in Rashi that I like. That Rashi didn't say this right off in the beginning of the Gemara. They didn't say that that's the reason why the Shlish is Neman. So there is a fantastic, glorious pshat from the Torah's Gittin that is too glorious for me and is too glorious to discuss and share. It's just too much. But I give you a Zamar Makom if you want to look at that. The Torah's Gittin has a pshat, has a fancy pshat. On a simple level, why did Rashi say the migu over here, and not say it right off the bat, in Dibar Maskel Disyov L'Mechila, because over there Rashi said that the shlish is neman. The kimin sheminu maser biyad disratza b'haftechaso alav. So I saw in the footnotes of the Rashba that they say very simply, they say that you need the migu in the case of isur. You don't need the migu in the case of mechila. Another mamam. That's why Rashi didn't mention it. Eina chanami. According to this approach, Rashi is going to really, really disagree with Tosas. We're about to see a colossal machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. You can't mitigate that. that Rashi, when he says Migu, he really, really means in Emunus comes from Migu. Maybe if you go with the fancy Pshat Torah Skitin that we didn't discuss, maybe you can mitigate the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. But we're going to assume today that there is a massive Machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. And what Rashi is doing in Dibur HaMaskil, the Siyov L'Mechila, is that what Rashi is saying is over there, since when it comes to money, so there, if you're giving the fellow a shtar, so then you're being mochel everything he's going to do. But when it comes to Yisurim, Yisurim is not something for you to be mochel on. So then the question is, so what is the Nemanis Lashlish? The Nemanis Lashlish is amigo. So that's a nice pshat in terms of why Rashi didn't say it earlier. Okay. Now, B'siyata D'Shmai, let's begin Taisus Dibur Maskil Shalish Nema. Says Taisus. Shlish Nema D'Haimne. Afilu Oimer HaBal Shenosan Lai B'fnei Eidim. Even if the Baal says he gave in front of Eidim, Mekol Mokom Samach Alav. The Zimnin D'Maisi Eidim O Azli Medinas Hayam. So, the Baal is trusting him. D'Haimne, he believed him. Tosis is bothered, but at the end of the day, but why should you assume that he's believing him? There's Eidim, so he's going to believe the Eidim, not going to believe the Baal, the Shalish. So the answer to that is, he doesn't know that the Eidim are always going to be there. And since he doesn't know that the Eidim are always going to be there, he's already giving an implicit believability to him. As we're going to see in Tosas, is Rashi's pshat that it's a migu? Is that the simple pshat of the Gemara, that it's a migu over here? No, it's not the Pashup Shat. The Himne sounds like that somehow the Baal gave over the strings of believability to the Shalish. And that's what immediately Tosa says. The Eila Farish Neman HaShlish Mitam Migu. Di Boy Ovid Bey Maidika Amar. It's not the pshat that it's a Migu that he could have done with it what he wants. Sheyachal Mosor the Ishak the Birish Bekunshis Besamach. Notice, by the way, Tosis has said besamach, right? Why does Tosis say besamach? Gets back to our diuk that Rashi doesn't say it right away. Rashi says it later on. So he says besamach. Rashi later on is going to say it. Chada de beloshim migu emnu rabbanan l'shlish. Tosis is going to give two proofs that over here we're not talking about. There is no migu. One proof Tosis brings is from a shas sugya. And the other is from our sugya. Interestingly, Taisus starts with the Shas sugya, which we're going to spend a little bit of time on. So let's see it. So Taisus says, we know that your nema with amigu, without amigu, when it comes to a shlish. Kidemashna b'saiv zeh abayrer. Gabe he safta. There was a woman. Tefkidu gaba shtara. That there was a shtar that was left by her. In other words, there was a malve and there was a love, and they left by her a shtar. Va'amra, and she has the shtar, and she says the periyahu, that it's paid. V'himne Rav Nachman, below shomigu. And Rav Nachman believed her, says Tosos, over there, without a migu. D'kivan d'eschazek bebezdin, since the shtar over there had been verified in Bezdin, ibai kol se lo amrina, we can't believe the woman say, believe me, that the shtar was paid because I could have burnt it, because even if you would have burnt it, still, it was already muchzak bebezdin. So over there, there is no migu. Okay. Now, Eli and Aryeh learned up when Tosis brought a Gemara. They looked up the Gemara. When Tosis brings a Gemara, you look up the Gemara. And so let's learn the Gemara, and we're gonna learn the Gemara for two reasons. One is for pshat, and the other is for in the Masorah that I have. There's a beautiful lamdus that lies in this Gemara. First, we're going to learn the Gemara in Pshat, and then we're going to focus on the Gemara in lamdus. Says the Gemara, "Ahi isasa the nafik shtar mitusa yada." There was a shtar that went out of the woman's hand. Amalei be'gadara be'shtar de priya himne Rav Nachman. So that's what we saw. We translate already in Tesis. Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, Tosis skips this important part in terms of understanding that sugya. Keman ki Rebbe. Why are we going to believe the woman? Because it's like the Shita of Rebbe. Da amar osios niknos b'mesira. So Tosis gives us background. Tosis says this is a sugya in Bava Basra daf ayin vav. It's also a sugya in Kedushin on daf mem zayin amabez. And that is the following. If someone sells his friend, take a look at Rashi. If someone sells his friend a shtar chov, So, in other words, I have a shtar that says that Reuven owes me money, and I sell it to you. So when do you become the owner of that chov? Of course, this is basics in business today all the time, right? People sell loans all the time. So it's a fundamental shaila. So when are you konen? So the Gemara has this fascinating expression that says, according to Rebbe, that the moment in which I give you the letters, mesiras osios, I give it over to you, so then I'm konen. Keman kerebi damar osios niknas b'mesira. So how does Rashi learn in that sugya? So Rashi says something really interesting. V'achanami kanasa lahavi kedida. He is kona it. Excuse me. She was kona in this case. She was kona. Kanasa means the shtar. V'havi kedida, and it becomes hers. V'ne'menes lomar perua. She's believed to say perua. So the Gemara says that the woman is believed based on osios niknas b'mesira. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, no, it's not based on Rebbe Shita of Osios Niknas Mesira. Shani Hachadi Bai Kalse. She's Neman because she has a migu that she could have burnt it. Ikadami, others say, Lohim ne Rav Nachman. They didn't believe her. Rav Nachman didn't believe her. Amar Lei, Rav Nachman, Vahi Bai Kalse. But Rav asked, why don't you believe her? Doesn't she have a migu? Answers the Gemara, Kivan de Ischazek, Bebeidina Ibai Kalse, Loyam Rinan. The halacha is that if it's mischazik bebeidina, so then ibay kolsei lo yamrina. So you're not going to be believed. So Eli and Aryeh, he asked a fantastic question on Tosos. Tosos did not quote the Gemara accurately. Tosos botched, at first glance, the entire Gemara. What's shver? How did Tosos botch the entire Gemara? This is one of those things that Rabbi Braunschweiger would say, that if you didn't ask the question, then you were reading poetry. You might know Tosis is Svaris. You might know that there's a Rashi and a Tosis, and one holds this and one holds that. You could say that over, but you didn't read every word in Tosis. By the way, I didn't read every word of Tosis. When they came over and asked me, I had missed this point. So if you missed it, well, I also did. So what was the question that we should have asked when we read the Tosis? Exactly. In this case, the Gemara says, when it quotes what Tosis had quoted, it said that the Shalish, the woman, is not believed because we said that they don't have a migu. So what did Tosis want to prove? Tosis wanted to prove that the woman is believed without a migu. The Gemara doesn't say that. At this stage, the Gemara says the woman is not believed and she doesn't have a migu. So mashma, that the only way she's believed is with a migu. The exact opposite of Tosis's words. We all should have asked that question. So there's a great Tosis Harush on our, and we'll rip through the Tosis Harush after we do the Tosis, but out of context, Tosis, by the way, whenever you get stuck with a kasha like this, the best thing is to look at the Tosos Rush. We looked at the Rajba first because that's where I looked, and they had quoted first. And that you had a Rajba in front of you, whatever. But the best place to look in general is the Tosos Rush. And Dibar Maskel Shani Mamad Disyav Mechila. So the Tosos Rush says that there is something missing in, and the Rajba also says this, that there's something missing in the Tosos that we should have asked that question. He says he's rejecting Rashi and Dibar Maskel Shani, and he says Ve'ein Lefar Shetam Migu Memin LeLishlish. What does the Tosis Harush say? He says we have to go further in that Gemara in Bava Basra. You have to go further on. The Gemara in the next line then says the following: Esve Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asks Rav Nachman, Simpan sheishal av edim miskayim bechosamav ein alav edim. Tosis really didn't mean to bring a raya from that Iboya Sema. Tosis meant to bring a raya from the next part of the Gemara. The next part of the Gemara is the Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says, Alok is a Shalish is Neman. So actually, what Tosis' raya meant to be, why Tosis didn't spell it out, it's a pella to me. I mean, this might be a raya, maybe that Tosis were poorly edited. Because the Tosa Rush and Rajba are a lot more lot clearer. So the Pella, why didn't Tosis spell out that he really means the next line of the Gemara? And the next line of the Gemara rejects the idea that the Shlish is not going to be Neman, because we see a Beferish Rabbi said the Shlish is Neman. And therefore the Gemara says it's not going to be totally in Osius Niknas B'Mesira or not. It's not going to be totally in Migu or it's not going to be totally in Migu or not. You have a new din of Shlish. So what Tosis is saying is as follows. The Omek of Tosis is like this. The Gemara previously had suggested should be totally in whether she has a Migu, and then the Gemara questions the side that says that's a Migu. And the Gemara says, you see, a Shalish is always Neman. So what is the Gemara doing? The Gemara is rejecting the Nemanus of a Shalish based on Migu. The Gemara had said, here she shouldn't be Neman because she doesn't have a Migu. And the Gemara says, fine, even if she doesn't have a Migu, a Shalish is Neman. So what's Tosis doing? Tosis is saying that Rashi is wrong. Because Rashi had said that everything is based on Migu. Tosis says that is not correct. Gishmak. That's what Tosis is doing. Okay, let's continue on. I know, making these points in pshat are not, there are no chidushim in them, but this is the way to learn. The way to learn is not just to say svaris. The way to learn is to go through every word in Tosas. Tosas continues, va'od. Ichash of migu, if this would be considered, migu lo havi palag ravuna, then ravuna wouldn't have argued, dehecha de'ikam migu mode, kedarmina besamach. Umode ravuna, da amra kamedi di, Migu. So what's Tosas saying over here? Tosas says that later on, the Gemara says, Amaraba umoda ravuna, di e amra e lidi di amali shlish, the gerishin yavinile mehemna. So Gemara says that if the woman says it, so then in such a case, she's going to be believed. And there, we'll get to that Gemara shortly, Emir Tzeshem, in other words, by Wednesday, There's no migu. Why? Because the ein biyad shliach lemosra leisha. The shliach can't give it to the isha. The shema isha lo tisratza lekabel get kivan de baila amar lepikadon. So over there, in that case, the halacha is that the woman is believed to say that the she knows that it was received for gerushin. Yet, nevertheless, the shliach doesn't have a migu, because how do you know that the woman would want to be mekabel to get? Since we don't know that the woman will want to be mekabel to get, so then in such a case, then their nemanus is not going to be based on migu. The nemanus is going to be based on the idea of shlish, and Mir Tzeshem will discuss why over there, then even Rav Huna would say that the shlish is going to be neman. So Tosis rejects both on the Hemshech of the Gemara. Tosa says, we have a rule, Shema Yisha Lo Tisratza L'Kabbalah Get. And then Tosa says that we see that there isn't a Migu. Lokach Nir L'Farish. Therefore, Tosa learns. To Ahimne. Yes?
If there really was a Migu, we would have like we see later.
No? Correct. What?
Everybody was saying later we see there's no Migu?
El Lo Chashem Migu. It's not Chashem. I'm sorry. You, in a Chanami. Correct. That over if there is a migu, so then in such a case, thank you very much. You're right, I wasn't clear. If there would be a migu over there, so then in such a case, Rav Huna would say that you are believed. In that case, there is a migu. But over here, there isn't a migu. Lokach nir lefarsh, so therefore Tosa says, to ahimne, kivan shemasa biyodo adaskein masa lo shehe legerishin, imi omer legerishin, afal pi shehu mishaker. So Tosa says the pshat in Ravuna is as follows. The pshat in Ravuna is dahimne, that he gave the believability over to the shliach. Ulefi zem amnina leil shlish afil b'dvar masuim lahashul lahaskir hecha de lo amar b'torah she'ela ela omer b'pikadon yavi nale. So Tosa says that the nemonus over here is going to work in the following manner. It's going to work so far that even in a case of where you have dvarim asuim lahashul lahaskir, so then in such a case, the shlish is going to be neman. What's Tosis doing over here? Tosis is saying as follows. Tosis is saying, normally, if you have something that is asui lahashul lahaskir, so then in such a case, then a person is not going to be there's going to be no raya that what's in his hand is something that belongs to him or has any shaychus to him. Because it's a davar asu lahashil lahaskir. But in a case of where you have something that is a nemanus that comes from dahimne, so then the shlish is going to be neman, even where it's a davar ha'asui lahashil ulahaskir. So what Tosis is doing over here is Tosis is saying, this is the difference between my pshat and Rashi. According to Rashi, that the nemanus is based on a migu, so where it's a davar ha'asui lahashil ulahaskir, so then you don't have real nemanus, because it could very well be that was something that you were bothered, but borrowed. But if the idea of the shalish is dahimne, that Ravuna says that he believed him, even if it's something ha'asu lahashu lahaskir, in such a case, he would be believed. Let's take a look and see this all in the Tos HaRosh. The Tos HaRosh says in a different order, but says it so beautifully. The Ramaskal Shani Mamad this Yav Menechila, V'kiman she'emino, u'maser b'yado, nisratz alav b'avtechas olimcha amamona, v'afilu m'shaker she'emino l'afsid ma'ona, afilu shelo kedin. So that's going to be the sheet of Rav Huna. Rav Chizda Amar to beget nami shlish neeman to ahimne kasavar dal das kein nasan lo shehei legerishin. He gave it to with this das that should be for gerishin. Imye Amar legerishin afal pishu meshaker. Even if he's lying, he's giving it to him. He's giving it to him fully. Hilchach sarach lomar lefi tamzeh. And according to this reason, dafilu also edim. Here the Tos HaRosh adds something. And he says, even if Edim come, umachkir shlei shlish, and they contradict the shlish, neman, dahimne, vafilu nasan lo b'fnei Edim, kidepi rashis le'il. So I saw someone say that l'chura, this is a machlokis between Rashi and Tosas. The Tosas HaRosh added a nafkamina between Rashi and Tosas. According to Rashi, who says that then monos is based on a migu, so then in such a case, we have a rule, migu b'makom edim lo amrinan. But Tosis, who says the himne, so then in such a case, he's giving him his full nemanus. What does it mean he's giving him his full nemanus? He's saying, just like when it comes to mamon, I'm giving it to you that you could be mochel on it. So too, when it comes to Yisurim, the chiddush of Rav Chizda is, that when it comes to Yisurim, he's able to give him the nemanus entirely. And therefore, he's going to be Neman even in the place of Gerishin. Now, let's stop right there. This is very schwer. How could it be that you could give somebody a Nemanus even greater than Eidus itself? The Tos HaRosh is right. Dahimne means that he's believed in the face of everything. So Tzarech Yun number one is, how could it be that you're going to give him a Nemanus that's even greater than Edom? On the one hand, Tos HaRosh is logical. On the other hand, this is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. So we'll see if we could chip away a little bit at this to try to understand it. Let's continue on in Tos HaRosh. V'afil lo shamo Edom she'e legerishin. And even if Edom don't know his gerishin, kima dehimne bevada yadaita legerishin im yomer legerishin. Umilsa de tmiyahu bein b'yisura bein memona imehem nafil b'makom Edom. And it's a wondrous thing. He says, that's how it works, but it's a milsa de tamiya. It's a wondrous thing. And he says, and don't say it's based on migu, because we already pointed out, we read the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Sanhedrin that says that it doesn't work. That's what we saw. Okay. What's the Nekuda Samachlokis over here between Rashi and Tosas? So Reb Braunschweigel, when we learned this over 20 years ago, suggested the following pshat. He said, I'll tell you what I heard from Rav Soloveitchik on Daf Lamed Aleph in Sanhedrin. And he said he thinks that the pshat that he had heard on Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph, is going to help us understand what Rashi and Tosas are arguing about. So let's go back to that Rashi on Lamed Aleph, all the way on the bottom. Rashi on the said, how does Osios Niknos B'Mesira work? V'hocha namni kanoso v'have kedida v'ne'emenes lomar parua. Rashi says that when you gave it over to Shlish, just like According to Rebbe, he says, Osios Niknas B'Mesira, that what's happening is, when you say Osios Niknas B'Mesira, is you're giving over the shtar, and you become the Baal HaShtar. You become the owner of the shtar. You become the Baal HaShtar. As the Baal HaShtar, you could do with it what you want. The Ne'emonus of the Shlish is a tremendous chiddush in Osios Niknas B'Mesira. Osios Niknas B'Mesira, Rav Soloveitchik then explained, and by the way, this is Yartzeit Shir as well, and there was a whole Yartzeit Shir, it's actually a bit of trivia of Rav Soloveitchik Shirim. It's the only of the Yartzeit Shirim that was on Nushim and Ezekin. I think it's one of the earliest ones, and not many understood it, so then he stopped saying Nushim and Ezekin. All the subsequent Yartzeit Shirim were on Moed topics, very, very deep, but on Moed topics. That's the only one, I think, that's on Nushim and Ezekin, and explains what the Rav Soloveitchik's Gadlus says. My mother, may she be well, used to go to the Shir as well. 3 hours of Halacha and 3 hours of Agada. And I said to her, how did you, these were Shirim that Rav Shechter and Rav Ganak were blown away. So how did, she said he had a magic that he was able to explain things that even though they were complicated, so she didn't know how it fits back into the Tosis or how it fits back into the Rashi, but somehow he had the ability to be able to speak at so many different levels to keep people enthralled for 6 hours. It's Malu Me'ateva. But I guess what happened is when he started getting involved in Osios Niknas B'Mesira and Shlish and Rav Huna Rav Chizda, so then that was too much. But after that, he refined it, and he was... So Rav Braunschweig was there at the early Shir of Osios Niknas B'Mesira, and in the Yartzeit Shir, Rav Soloveitchik had explained that Osios Niknas B'Mesira doesn't mean that there's a Kinyan Mesira. That the machlokis is whether there's kinyan mesira for a shtar or not. Like when you have a kinyan mesira, that if I give you my phone, so then in such a case, that's not the shot that you're being moser the letters, but rather what you're doing is because, what does that mean? How you kona, I understand that you have mesira when it comes to a cow, when it comes to a phone, but how do you have mesira when it comes to a shtar? So the answer is that there's a changed identity of who the Baal HaShtar is. And Osios Niknas B'Mesira means that you're now the Baal HaShtar. So I had a shtar that said that Reuven owed me money, and I'm moser it to you. Now you become the Baal HaShtar, and you're kona it, not b'toras kinyan, but rather you are now the Baal HaShtar. And being the Baal HaShtar in itself gives you rights. So that with the rights, here Rashi comes along, and Rashi says, it becomes the shlishes. The shlish now owns it. So Rav Braunschweig suggested this is going to be the pshat according to the shita of Tosas. That Tosas says, the himne, that what Tosas is making reference to is the same hezber that Rashi had said in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Aleph. The havik kidida, that it becomes mamish like hers, she owns it, and so that's the way in which the way in which the shlish has an emunah. Once the shlish is the Baal HaShtar, that is a lot different than the simple translation of shlish. Simple translation of shlish is that they're a shomer. But no, that's not what's going on. That's what the Gemara means. That's the magic of the himne. The magic of the himne is that they're the Baal HaShtar. If they're the Baal HaShtar, then they're going to be even neman. Maybe that's the pshat in the Tosis HaRosh. Then in such a case, they're going to be even neman keneged edim. They'll be neman keneged edim. Why? Because edim could say all they want, but at the end of the day, if the Baal says, I want to divorce my wife, so then she could be divorced. If the Baal says he doesn't want to divorce his wife, she's not going to be divorced. What the Baal HaShtar now becomes the full arbiter of what's going to be. That's going to be the pshat of the himne. In contrast to Shitas Rashi, where Rashi holds, not that way, Rashi holds that that's going too far. That Rashi holds that the Ne'emonus of Shlish is not going to go that far. And this is not Stam Adimyon, because we saw the Gemara on Lamed Aleph on the Beis even says, connects the din of Shlish to the Sugya of Osios Niknas B'Mesira, to what had been spoken about previously. So this is a massive chiddush in regards to Shlish, and this is the machlokis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi couldn't fathom. The question is, I, Rashi, over there on Lamed Aleph, did fathom. Okay, that's an interesting point. Reb Ranshiel said that's one of the weaknesses of Pshat, but maybe I think there might be room to answer that. But Rashi over here couldn't fathom that what we're talking about, the Nemonis of the Shlish over here, is that Nemonis of the Himne, that they become the Baal HaShtar. So this is what I heard from my Rebbe over 20 years ago as a Talmud of Rav Soloveitchik. And now they printed the Shiurei HaRav on Gittin, on Daf, Samach Dalet, Amir Aleph. And this is what I said in the Musar on past Thursday night, that Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz asked the Stira. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz asked that in one place it says, Reb Elazar ben Horkinus. Where does the Gemara say about Reb Elazar ben Horkinus? It'll take me a moment to hopefully remember. Reb Elazar ben Horkinus said that he never said anything different from his Rebbe. He always just repeated the Torah of Yochanan ben Zakkai. But in Avastar Reb Nassim, Reb Elazar ben Horkinus says, I'm going to tell you something that you've never heard before. So Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz in his Sichos asked this question. And he answered, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz answered, that Reb Elazar ben Horkinus, what Reb Elazar ben Horkinus did was he never said anything that his Rebbe wouldn't have said. In other words, that his thinking, his Rebbe had trained him to think. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said the most important part of being a Talmud is that you learn how your Rebbe would have said Pshat. Even if your Rebbe hadn't said Pshat, you didn't hear what your Rebbe said. And that's the yishuv of the Kasha. That's the yishuv of the Kasha. That's what Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz said. So sure enough, in the Shiurei HaRav on page Samaches, Rav Soloveitchik, in a different context, makes reference to his chiddush of Osios Niknas Bim Mesira on page Samach Ches and Samach Tes. He made reference to his chiddush of Osios Niknas Bim Mesira, and he just quotes the Rashi that we just did, and he says that's going to be the pshat in Rav Huna. So my Rebbe took what he had heard from Sanhedrin Lamed Al from that Yartzeit Shir, and he assumed when he taught me Gittin Samach Dalet, he had assumed that that was the pshat. And sure enough, that was what his Rebbe had said. Dahainu, again, to crunch that the pshat over here is this idea of Tfisas Baal HaShtar as being a hashlama for Osios Niknas B'Mesira. Once Tfisas Baal HaShtar is the hashlama of Osios Niknas B'Mesira, so then in such a case, then the Ne'amonis works in such a way that'll even work against Edom, like we had seen in the Tosas HaRash. While Rashi, for some reason, is going to accept it in Sanhedrin Lamed Aleph, but he's not going to think that that's going to be the pshat in Rav Huna. I thought, based on this, I saw Rav Steinman Zatzal quoted Rabbi Kiva Eger. The yeshiva doesn't have the Ayel Sashachar. I saw this in Beit Shemesh, but so I don't have the exact Mar Mokum of Rabbi Kiva Eger, but Rabbi Kiva Eger asked the following kasher. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, how does Tosas work? Tosas says, the himne, that he believes in, whatever he decides, he even if he didn't give it for Gerushin, says Tosas, but if you want to use it for Gerushin, I'm allowing you. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, we have a rule, so how's it working? Let's just refine it. Retroactively, he's saying, whatever you do with it, it's going to work. But we have a rule of Ein Breira Midoraisa. We have in the third parak, we have a whole sugya of Breira. Breira means the following. Breira means, could you say that retroactively something is going to work? Like retroactively, I don't know now if it's Truma or not, but retroactively we're going to decide that it's Truma from now. So does that work? That's an oversimplification, but that's a sugya of Breira. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a sharp kasha in the tshuvas. Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, isn't there a problem over here of Breira? So Rav Steinman Zatzal gives an answer, assuming Rabbi Kiva Eger's question. But according to what I heard from my Rebbe, that he heard from his Rebbe, that he was mechavim to what his Rebbe said on the sugya, based on this, we answer the kasha as well. Dahainu, what's the teretz? Teretz is not based on Breira. Tosas never meant to say Breira. Tosas never meant to say that lima freya, that's how it's working. But rather, what is Tosas saying? What Tosas is saying is that once you become the Baal HaShtar, so then in such a case, he's transferring over the Ne'amonos. It's not being Megala retroactively what's happening. That's what Tosas would be saying. So dawned on me, that might be something to add. Yes, absolutely. We have a rule that, let's say I have a chiyuv of being Mafresh Truma Min HaTorah. I have a chiyuv to be Mafresh Truma Min HaTorah. So could we say that now I'm separating these two things, but I'm not deciding of whether which one's Truma and which one's not. Later on, retroactively, I'm going to make it and decide which one is Truma. So that's called Breira. That's a sugya in the third parak. So we pass, that's a big machlokes, yesh bera ein bera. It's one of the biggest shas machlokes and almost complicated. When I was in the Kol Elyon, Rav Ben Arsh gave a chabura on bera and ein bera. Rav Ben Arsh was ambitious even when he was in Kol. So he took the hardest sugya to do when we had chaburas in the third parak. No, he didn't use the board then. That's a later talent that he developed. He didn't use the board in the Kol Elyon. So it was not Rav Khan's speed, the board. That was still, Rav Ben Arsh was in the Kol Elyon when Rav Khan was the Rosh Kol, not when his Rebbe Rosenzweig was. I came in afterward. I went to the Chaburis, I wasn't yet officially part of it. So, but I do remember he said Chaburam Breira on Gittin. And so it's a big, big sugya. And that's a big question, how we paskin. There are many shitas harishonim as far as Breira is concerned. So we paskin aim Breira on level of Daraisa. So Frechter Bekiva Eger. So what are you saying? You're saying the husband's giving the get. And when the husband is giving the get, so then in such a case, you're going to say he's giving it to the Shlish. And he says, Shlish, you could decide whether I'm giving it for Gerishin or not. But then that means that you're saying Breira, that retroactively he gave it to Gerishin. But that's the simple way of understanding Tosis. Tahimne, that he's letting him decide. But according to our pshat, it's not that he's letting him decide retroactively what he's doing. He's giving it over to him that he becomes the Baal Ashtar. And once he becomes the Baal Ashtar, that's the nature of the Nehmanis. That's a really geshmaka pshat. Okay, so everything really works nicely according to this pshat. Okay. One more application of this. Yes. Yes. Osius Niknas B'Mesira. Right, very good. Very good. So I think I could take your question and turn it into an answer. The Hainu, that it could very well be, but you could ask that Rashi didn't accept that, right? Rashi didn't accept that. Because Rashi Bas didn't accept it. So it could be that Rashi didn't said that Vart only in the Manda Amar, who holds Osius Niknas B'Mesira. But Tosvos will take the echoes of that idea and apply it to Shlish as well. In other words, it's not in a Chanani. Then that's the sugya in Gittin, according to Tosvos. You're right. It's no longer Mefurish there, but it's the echoes. Or you could go in a Chanani. In my notes, where Braunschweigel says that's one of the difficulties of this of the pshat that he was saying. By the way, it's interesting in Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim here. He only says that this is the machlokas between Rav Huna and Rav Chizda. He doesn't get involved in Rashi and Tosvos. It's interesting. He didn't get involved in Rashi. Reb Braunschweigel, when he said it in Rashi and Tosis. By the way, Rabosai, I have absolutely no recollection hearing this from Reb Braunschweigel. It's now over 20 years ago. I have no recollection. So how did I remember it? I didn't. I looked back in my notebook. It's my yisod. There are many things I do remember from my rabbi. Many, many, many things. But every single shir, I was sat in a shir for 9 years. I don't remember every single shir. There's some people who are geniuses who do, but I don't. But what do I remember? What I wrote down. What you write down, you remember. And I'm thankful. I was struggling with the sugya all Shabbos, and then I said, you know what? I'm going to take out my notebook and take a look. Sometimes I don't even take out my notebook. So I'm going to take out my notebook, and sure enough, this beautiful things jumped out at me that I had no recollection. Of what you write down will stay with you b'siyat d'shmaya forever. Hopefully you remember to open up your notebooks. But what you don't write down, if you're average, then what will happen is that you will in 20 years from now, the odds that you're going to remember it is not that high. Mir Tzashem, there'll be many things you will remember, but there will also be many things that you will forget. So that's a new, Rav Braunschweigel told us this, I remember this, he said 25 years ago, if not more, is he said over when we were learning Pesachim, many years before we learned Gittin, we learned the Gemara in Pesachim, Ashrei mi shebava Talmudo biyado. So he said over from the Sfas Emes that after 120, we're going to get a Bechina, what we learned, whether we remembered, what we were chazered. And he said there's only one thing that we're going to be able to, it's closed book. Except the test is closed book, except for our notes. That's the pshat. Ashri Misha Bava Talmud Abiyado. That my Rebbe said over from the Sfas Emes. He said that your notes, that's going to be that you'll still have in Shemayim after 120. The Talmud Biyado, the Talmud that he did with his hand, that's Asher Misha Bava Talmud Biyado. Okay, Tov. So Reb Braunschweigel at the time also said something that I hadn't found in the Kitzur Svarim, which I saw is there, but for some reason a lot of the Svarim don't quote this. That Bechura, everything we just said is told, or some of the things that we just said should be told in a famous Machlokes Rambam Ravid. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Just if it's not working in Freya, like Judy assumes,
right?
So that at the end of the day.
By the way, this is not, Reb Braunschweigel didn't say this. This is my Hosafa. I don't know if it's right. So now we're being mechadeh. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm just wondering, at the end of the day, that means that the Baal is saying it's the Kabbalah, and the Shlish is saying the Gershon.
Right.
So if it's working with Mefreya, then even the Baal is masking the
Right.
But if it's really not Mefreya, the Baal is saying the Kabbalah, it's just saying the Gershon, the Chorus, would that be a Chisar of Menasan?
I don't think so, because at the end of the day, the Baal is no longer he's entirely discounted. He's not the Baal Ashtar anymore. So in other words, his kavana is not important. His kavana is not important. So it's not a chisaron in Vinasan, because it's as if he's a phantom. He's a phantom. So that's why it's not going to be.
He's acting as both the Baal and the Baal Ashtar.
Correct. Correct. He's binogeh the shtar. His daya is not significant. First of all, if we're talking about where was the shlish was the shliach lekabbalah, so already the gerushin has already taken place. So that's easy. And then, but what about according to the rifa shliach halacha? Maybe you have to work harder, or maybe it's totally in that. But if we're talking about shliach lekabbalah, then in such a case, then it's been taken care of. Okay, so what? Another piece of our Masorah, this goes back another couple of generations, is that Reb Chaim connected this machlokus between the Tosos and Rashi to an interesting machlokus between the Rambam and the Ravid. It was good. I looked back at my notebook because Reb Braunschweigel at the time said it from Reb Chaim, but I had not seen it, even though I had looked at a lot of Svarim. So there's a machlokus Rambam Ravid Perek Vav Halacha Zayin the following. The Rambam previously says that there are people who are possible to be a shliach for a get, like we've discussed a while ago, and that is an eved is possible to be a shliach for a get, a shoten, a katan. And then the Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin in your booklet, Avla anoshim v'akroivim ksherim, but anoshim v'akroivim are kosher, v'afilu apsulim divrei son ba'aver ksherim l'shlichus haget. Ava psulim ba'avera midivrei Torah psulim lahavas haget.
Which paragraph are
we in? Perek vav halacha zayin. Let's read the Rambam, not Reb Chaim. Let's read the Rambam. I have the Rambam photocopied. Ava nashim akrovim ksherim v'afil apsulim midivrei son ba'avera ksherim l'shlichus haget. Ava psulim ba'avera midivrei Torah psulim lahavas haget. V'mei vio arez apostle. Ba'med dvarim amurim kishin iskayim haget b'choy samav. Ava l'mloim yismach boy ela al Divrei posel ba'avera min hatayra einoi get. I wrote in that last word from the next page. So the Rambam paskins a very interesting psak. The Rambam says that even though the halacha is that someone who's not a bar gittin is posel for a shliach, you would have thought everybody else should be kosher to be a shliach, like an ish and an isha. The Rambam introduces the idea, but if they're pasul ba'aveira, the halacha is that they're not going to be kosher to be a shliach. Now, the difficulty in this is, why should someone who's pasul ba'aveira be pasul to be a shliach? What's normally the halacha? The halacha is that someone who is a Baal Aveira is not Neman. But why do you need any Nemanus? If we're talking about you need to say Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam, Eina Chanami, says the Ravid. But the Rambam is not talking about Fanei Nechta, Fanei Nechtam. He's an emissary. He's not a Mumar. He's not a Jew that was Chal Shabbos Befarhesia, and he's not a Jew anymore. He's a full-fledged Jew. So he's a Baal Aveira, then he's not Neman. But why do you need Nemanus, Frek the Ravid? Zok the Ravid. Kos of a Ravid, Miskai b'chosama, v'lo utzruch lama faninechta, faninechtam, lama imeviu pasul. Why should the one who bring it be pasul? Why? It's not like a Eved who's not a Bar Shlichus. This guy is a Bar Shlichus. A Bar Aveira is not a Bar Shlichus. And it's true, a Bar Aveira is not going to be Neman, but why? But you don't need, if we're talking about where there's no need for Befanei Nechta, Befanei Nechta, why would it not be Neman? So this is a very difficult Rambam. The Rambam passels anybody, and the Rambam then is Mechalik, between whether he's Pasel Ba'aveira Min HaTorah, is Pasel Ba'aveira Min Rabbanan. So we're talking about Min HaTorah, but why even if it's Min HaTorah, asks the Ravid. So says Reb Chaim, in the next page, in the stencils, Reb Chaim thought that this is going to be another Nafkamina between Rashi and Tosos. Anybody want to finish off? How will it go? So Reb Chaim wanted to say like this. If the Vard is Dahimne, that the Baal relied on the person, so basically what we're saying, according to Tosos, is that the Baal is saying, I'm letting you decide. I'm not asking you to be made on my Ratzon. Tosa said, Afilu hu, this is a Gishmaker Reb Chaim, Afilu hu mishaker, even if he's lying. So what's the worst case scenario? He's lying. That's what the Rambam is worried about. He's lying, right? Afilu hu mishaker. Who cares about he's lying? That's going to line up with the sheet of the Ravid. But according to Rashi, who's really, really believing him as an individual, and Rashi needs a real functioning migu, and Rashi keeps on working everything out about when he has a migu, when he doesn't, that's going to line up to the Shita of the Rambam. In other words, Reb Chaim suggested that this machlokis, Rashi and Tosos, about how to read our Gemara, about the Nemonis of the Shlish, should be talui in this machlokis, Rambam and Ravid. Very gishmak. So that's another hashlacha of this. Okay, these were the big chidushim that I wanted to share with you today. How many people want to, it's a little early, how many people want to push ahead a little bit in the Gemara? How many people would rather stop? Just to...
Which?
Now I'll give you. How many people like to stop? Show of hands. How many people like to go on? It's a tie. So when you have a tie, 55 minutes in, so then the halacha is that you stop. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem, we will pick up in Mirtz Hashem on Wednesday. And Wednesday, Rabosai, we're going to push ahead. The Mar Mekomos are going to have a few different topics. I think there's no reason for us. I think the Tosos of that Rav Miller discussed about Taruvas, it's a very fascinating sugya of Kol Kavuk Metzal Metzah, it's really what they call a Zaitiga sugya. It's a side sugya. It's not really about Gittin. So I'm going to leave that. But in Mirtz Hashem, we're going to go through the Shaka V'Tarya that we didn't finish yet in the Gemara, as well as there's a beautiful sugya of Chazaka Shleach Oser Shlichuso that comes up in our sugya. And so we'll get to the Mishnah, Mirtz Hashem. And so by Sunday, by Thursday, Mirtz Hashem Seder will already be on the Mishnah on Samach Dalet Amud Beis. So part of me that's having a little bit of difficulty letting go of the difficult Rajbas on our sugya, because there's a lot of Rajba and a lot of Ran in our sugya, but I think where the rest thing is to leave it. Okay, so Mirtz Hashem will pick up tomorrow with new set of Maror Mekomos. Actually, it's the beginning. Number three of today's Maror Mekomos will be the first thing to look at for tomorrow, and then we'll have more on Chazak HaShlichos HaShkuso and Eidei Mesira Karsi. We're going to discuss Eidei Mesira Karsi. It's a very, very important gift and topic in Mirtz Hashem.